When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's video is going to be about, it's going to be entitled, Different in Public. Because the narcissist acts different in public than at home, but so does the survivor or the person that's dealing with the narcissist. They also act different in public than they are at home. So we're going to, it's probably a two-parter right here, y'all, but two parts in one episode right here. So part one, the narcissist acting different in public than at home. We all know that pretty much everybody knows what that's about. If you're dealing with a narcissistic person, you understand that, you know, narcissistic people are in fact going to be different in public. They're going to be out here, you know, treating most people outside of the house better than they treat the people that's actually inside the house, better than they treat the people that they're around the most. The people closest to the narcissistic person gets treated the worst. That's just how it is right there. You know, the people who are close to the narcissist get treated the worst, and that's the crux of it right there. So once you are dealing with narcissistic people, if you're the person that's closest to them, you're going to get the worst treatment because you become the emotional punching bag of the narcissist. And the narcissist typically is going to treat people out there in public a little bit better than they treat, you know, people, you know, at home. Well, not people in public, a little bit better. They're going to treat people a lot of bit better. because to most narcissists and toxic people, reputation is everything, y'all. It really, really is. Like, reputation is absolutely 100% everything when you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people and things like that. So if you think about it, they're going to treat people outside better so they can save face. They can save face. They can protect their reputation. They can protect everything and anything that they have going on. You know, they literally can do that. They can go out here, protect themselves, just in case the person at home who's getting treated badly, or the people at home who are getting treated badly, decide that they want to come out and say something, decide that they want to, expose the narcissistic person or the toxic person. What they're going to do in that situation is, a lot of times what they're going to do in that situation is their reputation will precede them. So it's in front of them already. So people, it gives them plausible deniability. Yeah. It comes along plausible deniability, and people will question you like, they don't treat me like that. So I'm kind of questioning why they would treat you like that. You must be the problem. So, and because they treat everybody outside the house better than they treat you, or to treat the survivor or the victim or whatnot, that might cause the survivor victim to have issues with themselves. Like, what are we doing wrong? Why are we getting treated like this? You know, what is going on with us? Like, why is this? Like, why are they trying to hurt us? Why can't they love me like I love them? Why can't they treat us like they treat the people out there in public? And because, like I said, narcissists have limited emotional capacity. Like, we don't have enough emotions to go around for everybody. Everybody doesn't get the same version of the narcissist. And when you're the closest person to them, you go home with them, they come home to you, and they unload on you. They load the emotional baggage that they've been carrying around all day on the people closest to them. So in turn, you kind of become the punching bag, the emotional punching bag of that narcissist or that toxic person, you see? So yeah, they're going to be completely different at home than in public. And I know that, and I've seen so many people, when they're telling their stories, or when they comment in my comment section and things like that, they'll say things along the lines of, I just wish that they would treat me the same way they treated everybody else. Or if other people really knew them, they wouldn't like them as much. If they knew that narcissist or toxic person like I know them, they wouldn't be as happy to be around them. They wouldn't treat them the same way, type of stuff right there. So when you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people and all the other stuff, just understand that this is part of it right here. They're going to be pretty much what's for lack of a better word, they're going to be monsters behind the scenes, pretty much. So you're dealing with that, just understand this is them. Once you like, once they come home, once you come home, whatever, once y'all meet at the house, they're going to take the baggage out on you. They're going to put you through it. You know what I mean? They're going to put you through whatever they got put through. You know, if they have a boss that treats them terribly, guess what? They're your boss at home and they're going to treat you terribly. And this is not, this is gender irrelevant. You know what I mean? Maybe a male, female, non-binary person, whomever, you know, it just, when you add to it just like that. So when you're dealing with toxic people, just, that's part of it. Right, when you're dealing with narcissists, that's part of it. They're going to be different people out in public than they are at home. That's just it. You can't change them either. I know, why, what can I do to get through to them? You can't get through to them, y'all. They know that they're doing it because that they don't want you to tell other people about it. That's how you can tell the narcissists know what they're doing, because they don't want you to tell other people about who they really are. They don't want you to tell them. And if you do tell them, they want to have that deniability because their reputation is so good. Like, they're funny. They're good people. You know, they treat me good and they're things like that. So that's going to be the end of part one, the narcissist acting different in public. Now to the other person that's dealing with the narcissist, the survivor, victim or whatever, or whomever, when they act different in public than they do at home too. Y'all become, like, when you're dealing with a narcissist, you become different people at home. You really, really do. You have to understand that. You really become different people at home. Then, like I said, I've talked to so many people that are millionaires, millionaires that are super successful in life, that are literally bosses at work and bosses in life. But when they go home, when they in this relationship, they're a completely different person. It's like they lost their identity. Like, they lose, like, soon as they come home or on the way home, or their partner's on the way home or whatever, they lose their identity. Like, the identity that they have out in the public eye, being a strong, independent person, you know, man, woman, non-binary person, strong, independent person, they lose it at home. Like, the identity is like you leave it outside, or like it's like you leave it in the car. When you get home from work or whatever and you're dealing with a toxic person and you don't want to go in the house because you become a different person, you kind of like I said, you leave your identity in the car. You really, really do. So if you leave it in the car, that's how it goes right there. Like, you have to try to merge who you are, because narcissists stifle you. They really, really do. They don't want to hear about your day. They don't want to hear about how work went. They don't want to hear about if you're sick or unless it affects them. Unless it affects them, they don't want to hear about it. They don't want to hear about any of that stuff. So they stifle who you are. They bring you down a notch. You know what I mean? They kick it down a whole bunch. You know what I mean? That's what they really, really do. So if you're dealing with this is it. Like, you have to, like, what's stopping you? Why does this person get to have this power over you? Everybody else in your life, you know, they answer to you. You mean, you're a boss, like literally a boss. You might be rich, famous, whatever. But this relationship, why are you a different person in your relationship? You command respect. You commandeer respect from literally everybody else that you're dealing with. But why this one person has a hold on you? Why this one person makes you, why do you change for this one person? You know, what is it about them that makes you change for them? Like, you're, and you might be above them in every aspect of life too. You might be dating a bum. You might be, like I said, well off. You might be successful, but that person you're dealing with at home is a bum, like a super bum. You know what I mean? So if they're a super bum and they're doing things like that, why them? Why did they get to treat you this way? Why do you have to answer to them and become somebody totally different when you're around this person? Why? Why do you give this person the ability to, why does this person become the only person in your life that can validate you and make you feel good about yourself? Everybody else answers to you. Everybody else, you know, like, literally everybody else is answering to you. Like, you're the go-to person for a lot of things. You close deals, you sell houses, you know, whatever you do. You know what I mean? I'm a real estate agent. I don't know why I slipped that real estate agent jargon in there. You do all of this good stuff, right? You do all of this good stuff. Completely good stuff. You handle it, but you get home, none of that matters anymore. It's kind of like you take your personality suit off and you leave it at the door. It's literally like you take your personality and your strength and your power and you leave it at home. I mean, you leave it in the car, or you leave it at the office, or you leave it at the plant or the factory, wherever you work at, wherever you coming home from. Like, you leave it there. Take it with you. Because the longer you stay in this relationship, the more you tend to lose yourself, and you lose that ability to self-validate, because narcissists can't self-validate. So they try to take that away from you. They try to be the only source of validation and strength that you have in your life. So you depend on them. You can't decompress to them. You can't vent to them. You can't, maybe in the beginning you could, but you can't do it now. It's like literally like your voice has been stifled and you've been shut down completely. You know what I mean? It's literally like you've been shut down completely and has given up. You have given up on yourself. Why? Why does this person get this power over you? Why? When you figure out that question, the answer to that question, I feel like it'll help out a lot more people. You know what I mean? I 100% feel like it would help a lot more people once you figure out what exactly is going on. Not a lot more people. It'll help you out a lot more. Once you figure out exactly why this person has this type of hold on you, once you figure that out, I feel like that'll bring you the power and the strength. It'll help you move on, or if you don't want to move on, it'll help you live a better life while simultaneously being in this relationship, you know? So you have to, it's kind of like you have to pick your poison. Don't like I said, don't give up your personality. Don't lose your identity. If you already lost it, time to start working on getting it back and building a stronger, better version of yourself. Because like I said, everybody's going to be different in public than they are at home. Narcissist or survivor. It's just the narcissist is worse to you, and you try to be better to them at home. So I hope this video helps y'all. I got to hop off here. I got a one-on-one. I got a couple coming up. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all, because you know, as much as y'all learn from me, I promise I'll learn even more from you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Like and subscribe. Until this is out. Peace.